And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 24th of April, 2025. It's the birthday of Hugh Dowding, born on this day in 1882. Air Chief Marshal Hugh Dowding was a senior officer in the Royal Air Force. He was Air Officer Fighter Command during the Battle of Britain and is generally credited with playing a crucial role in Britain's defeat of Operation Sea Lion, Adolf Hitler's plan to invade Britain. Dowding became a vegetarian later in life based on his beliefs as a theosophist and a spiritualist. He made several appeals in the House of Lords for the humane killing of animals intended for food. Dowding and his second wife, Baroness Muriel Dowding, were both anti-vivisectionists. And in 1973, Britain's National Anti-Vivisection Society founded the Lord Dowding Fund for Humane Research in his honor. And it's the birthday of Joanne Molinaro, born on this day in 1979. The Korean vegan, Joanne Molinaro, is a Korean-American woman born in Chicago, Illinois. Molinaro started her blog, The Korean Vegan, in 2016 after adopting a plant-based diet. In July 2020, she started her TikTok, mostly as a coping mechanism for the isolation caused by the global pandemic. She began posting content related to politics and life as a lawyer during quarantine. However, after a single post of her making Korean braised potatoes for dinner while her husband taught a piano lesson in the background went viral, Molinaro shifted her attention to producing 60-second recipe videos while telling stories about her family, immigrants from what is now known as North Korea. She's been featured in the Los Angeles Times, the Washington Post, the Atlantic, NPR, and CNN, and her debut cookbook was selected as one of the best cookbooks of 2021 by the New York Times and the New Yorker, among others. The publication of the children's book, Vegan is Love, by Ruby Roth, was on this day in 2012. Broadening the scope of her popular first book, That's Why We Don't Eat Animals, Roth illustrates how our daily choices ripple out locally and globally, conveying what we can do to protect animals, the environment, and people across the world. Roth explores the many opportunities we have to make ethical decisions, refusing products tested on or made from animals, avoiding sea parks, circuses, animal races, and zoos, choosing to buy organic food, and more. Featuring empowering back-of-the-book resources on actions children can take themselves, this is the next step for adults and kids alike to create a more sustainable and compassionate world. The publication of The Animal's Freedom Fighter, a biography of Ronnie Lee, founder of the Animal Liberation Front, by John Hochschartner, was on this day in 2017. Founded in the 1970s and today active in more than 40 countries, the Animal Liberation Front has in recent years been considered a domestic terrorist group by both the FBI and the Southern Poverty Law Center, despite the ALF's official stance of nonviolence. A clandestine phantom cell organization, the ALF has functioned as a sort of underground railroad for captive animals, executing raids and attacks on animal testing facilities. Yet little has been written about the group's founder. This book tells the story of Ronnie Lee, the unassuming British activist who launched an extremist movement that continues to use intimidation and economic sabotage to advance its cause. And here's a poem for today by Khalil Gibran on children. And a woman who held a babe against her bosom said, "Speak to us of children." And he said, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable. On Children by Khalil Gibran. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to model kindness to animals for your children.